This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news from Baltimore that Johns Hopkins Hospital has agreed to pay $190 million to 8,000 women who were patients of a gynecologist found to be making secret video recordings of internal exams. Reporter Tracy Samuelson has more on the difficult process of trying to put a price on the pain suffered by the victims.
The women's faces aren't visible in the recordings, and police don't believe the images have been shared. But plaintiff's attorney John Shakur says they have been traumatized.
They stopped seeing their doctors. They stopped taking their children to see doctors. They refused to see a male OBGYN. Many refused to see any OBGYN.
If the settlement were divided equally, each woman might get roughly $24,000. But compensation will be made after reviewing each patient's case. J.B. Silvers is a former insurance exec and a professor at Case Western Reserve University.
And the question is, how do I allocate that fairly among the victims? And we've done this with the World Trade Center, for instance. So this process isn't new. The size and the example is an unusual one.
Counseling costs or lost wages might be taken into account. But Silver says it's a tricky, delicate problem, trying to determine the amount of trauma each victim may have suffered, especially with so many. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
The doctor who did the thousands of video recordings of his patients killed himself last year as all of this started coming out.